One of the things that makes me most interested about Moon's story is how this young woman is navigating the difference between the old traditions and this new modern Myanmar. We have this really bright young woman who dresses brightly, carries her little Prada bag from China, and you know, she stands out in the city in Taungji, where she studied. And you know, this town, it can be a little blah, you know, it doesn't have a lot of pizzazz and a lot of color, and she really sticks out with her modern dress. When she goes back to her village now, her village back in the mountains in Shan State, you know, she has to wear her traditional clothes. In fact, all of the women do. The men, not so much, but she does. When I asked her about it, she said, "When I wear my traditional clothes, I feel so beautiful." Then when she leaves the village to go back to the city, she takes off the traditional clothes and moves into her modern outfits. The village where she came from is very important to her, and it's important for her to give back. And so she's very interested in becoming a teacher, passing on her knowledge to the younger kids in her community. So she wants to do some teaching and also some guiding. Guiding will be the thing that pays the bills, and teaching will be the way that she gives back to the community.